Ek gesels met Dr. Vanessa Lappener, 'n dermatoloog van Seepunt, in 'n reeks oor algemene velkwessies. Dokter, kan jy jouself kortliks voorstel en agtergrond verskaf oor jou praktyk?
I'm Dr. Vanessa Lappener. I'm a specialist dermatologist working in Seapoint in Cape Town from an integrative dermatology practice. And I'm very much into looking at skin holistically. So when we deal with skin, we look at nutritional aspects, we look at all aspects of what's going on in the body to deal with any kind of inflammatory skin condition and try to offer our patients a full 360 approach to skin, both from a medical point of view, also integrating aesthetics and laser skin therapy into our approach to skincare. So apart from just being the founder of Tash360, which is my baby at work, I'm also founder of Root 4, which is a new, very exciting skincare launch that's about to happen in South Africa. So it's a dermacosmetic, it's a cosmeceutical, medical-grade skincare within the clean beauty space. So that's up and coming.
In hierdie insetsel gesels ek met Dr. Lappener oor die belangrikheid van sonskerm. Dr. Lappener, hoe belangrik is dit om daagliks sonskerm aan te wend?
So if you ask any dermatologist, the most important thing that you can put in your skin, universally the answer is going to be sunscreen. And that's not only because it protects us from damaging UV rays that are going to contribute to skin cancer, which is obviously the big concern, but it's also in terms of just healthy skin, protecting you from the UV rays that are going to break down collagen, cause premature aging, cause pigmentation. So when a patient comes in to me telling me that they are in their 20s and they want no recommendations for an eye cream, but they are not wearing sunscreen every day, I just want to pull out my hair, because if you are not using sunscreen daily, you're honestly wasting money on all the other beautiful effective ingredients that you're putting on your skin, because it's prevention first before you do anything else.
Wat is die verskil in sonbeskermingsfaktore soos 30 en 50, en hoe weet 'n mens watter een om te gebruik?
So an SPF is your sun protection factor against only UVB rays. So I think that that's the first thing to understand, is that it's part of what you're looking for in a sunscreen. Only UVB protection, UVB rays are the ones that cause burning. So you equally need to look at how protective a sunscreen is against UVA. But when it comes to SPF, the difference between an SPF 30 and 50 is how long you can stay in the sun without burning. And how it's measured is if you can stay in the sun for 10 minutes without burning, an SPF 30 theoretically means you can stay in the sun for 300 minutes as opposed to 500 minutes if you're wearing an SPF 50. But that's very theoretical. It doesn't really work like that, because an SPF 30 really blocks out 93% of UV rays. SPF 50 is going to block out 98% of UV rays, and obviously depends on how much you're putting on your skin. If you apply sunscreen in an adequate amount, and that is half a teaspoon to one teaspoon for the face and neck, or two finger lengths, depending on the size of your face, that's a lot of sunscreen. Most people don't apply it in that amount. Then if you're using an SPF 30 and reapplying it every 2 to 4 hours, that's completely adequate. But because people do not put on enough sunscreen, I generally recommend still go for that higher SPF, that even if you, you know, put on a little bit less or not as much as you should be putting on your skin, you still are going to get the protection that you want. And in terms of the UVA protection, you look for either, we'll say, UVA with a circle around it, or look for that cancer endorsement here in South Africa, because that's going to tell you that it's been adequately tested, that it is protecting you from the UVA rays. Or some European sunscreens will have a PA rating that with little stars next to it. And you want 4 stars is kind of like where you want to be at.
Hoe beskerm ek my grimering wanneer ek deur die dag weer SPF wil aanwend?
So there's 2 things. The one is get your skin good enough that you don't need to wear so much makeup and you can just get away with wearing a tinted sunscreen, and then you just reapply that during the day. I'm wearing just sunscreen, nothing else on my skin. Alternatively, if you are wearing foundation A lot of the sunscreen brands have come up with very clever ways of topping up through the day, either compact, so they look like little pads that you can reapply to the skin, or they're brushes and you just tap it onto your hand and you reapply like the powder over your makeup onto the face. Just got to be careful that you actually got to put on 4 to 5 layers of that powder to reach enough SPF. So you just got to be a little bit careful with how much you're putting on there. Or there's some sticks, which are also quite useful, and a lot of them are tinted, so they've still got that same foundation effect. Like there's a Zinc Zapper, which is one of the Australian brands. Other brands you're looking for are like HelioCare for the compact. Isdin has a nice powder, as do a lot of the Color Science products. They've got a good mineral color.
Dokter, what is your raad for the kies van a sonskerm wat nie te duur is nie?
So sunscreen for me is, if you're going to splurge on a skincare ingredient, it's one of those that I actually would, you know, splurge on if you can. But I think that ultimately, if you are finding a sunscreen that's SPF 50, you like the formulation, you like the feel, it's endorsed by Kantar, has that UVA, you know, circle around it, it doesn't matter what you use. It doesn't have to be one of the more expensive brands. Obviously, those brands are more elegantly formulated, and often they do have better research behind them. But even if you look at Dis-Chem, more middle-of-the-range type brands like La Roche-Posay, Bioderma, Vichy, Uriage, they're not the kind of high-end brands that you might find on an online platform like Dermastore, for example, or one that you might find in one of our dermatology practices. But they make beautiful sunscreens and good science behind them, good research behind them. And if you think about the sunscreen, you're applying it to 4.5% of your body surface area. You know, if you're just applying it to your face a day, it's going to last. And it is the best investment. You know, I think that some patients will think nothing coming for Botox 4 monthly, which is very expensive. And they'll say, oh, but your sunscreen is so expensive. And, you know, you can save yourself a whole lot of aesthetic treatments if you just wear your sunscreen every day.
Hoe kies 'n mens die regte sonskerm vir jou vel?
So it's a little bit trial and error, but there are a couple of rules that you can look for. So if you've got oily, acne-prone skin, you're going to look for fluid. And a lot of the brands will specifically say either an oil-free formulation, or they'll call it a fluid, or they'll say it's mattifying. Those are the key words you want to look for, because what that means is either it's been formulated that it's more runny, so it's less occlusive on the skin, or it's been formulated with ingredients such as niacinamide, which regulates oil production, or silica, which actually absorbs oil and sweat to prevent that oiliness and greasy feel on the skin that can trigger breakouts. I also find that mineral sunscreens are better tolerated if you've got acne, oily prone skin, because the chemical filters can be more irritating, particularly if we're now covering up our faces with masks, and you've got, you know, ingredients underneath that can trigger maskne and those kinds of issues. Whereas I find the mineral sunscreens are much less reactive on the skin.